This is Dos Pequeños,
a funnier look at the paranormal in New Mexico.
With your co-hosts, Eric Carter-Londin
and Alex.
I need to thank my sponsors for today, the Downtown Growers Market. You can access local food at the Downtown Growers Market using your EBT or SNAP benefits. And the best part about that, they're going to double up your food bucks, which means you're going to get to spend half the money and get twice as much amazing local food. So go check them out. They are every Saturday from 8 to noon at Robinson Park, 8th and Central. Thank you so much to the Downtown Growers Market for sponsoring today's show.
I beat you to it. Hey, Eric.
What's up, Alex?
How you doing?
I'm doing fucking good. I'm glad we're finally recording. Everything has been a little bit crazy for both of us.
Dude, we're back in the OG studio.
We're back in the OG studio. We're not in the guild. Yeah. Yeah. It's probably going to sound like shit. So sorry about that. But it is what it is.
He's not sorry.
So shout out to Savvy D. Shout out to Amber Marie. Shout out to Amber E. Shout out to Jackie.
There's a lot of E's.
Lots of E's and D's and E. It's all crazy.
E.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. You are helping us with all the stuff that we have to pay for to be awesome and mediocre. We appreciate you guys so much for being our patrons. If you want to be a patron of Dos Pequeños, go to patreon.com/dospequeños or buy us a coffee at ko-fi/dospequeños. We appreciate the support. And if you don't have money, we get it.
There's other ways to support us.
Bunch of other ways. What are the other ways, Alex?
Well, they can help spread the word of our show. You know, you could share it. You could like it. You can give comments. You can rate us. All those little things like that are what get us out to more people.
But if it's less than 5 stars, we don't want it.
Yeah, no, only 5 stars. No, we're kidding. If we're producing shit content, please give us a star.
No,
actually don't.
If we're producing shit content or you don't like our content,
don't listen.
Move on with your life. Find something that matches your sensibilities.
Yeah, because we're not going to match everyone's sensibilities.
We're definitely not going to match everyone. We don't know anything.
Nope.
We are flying by the seat of our pants.
Yep.
And we can't get our shit together to save our lives. So if that is your speed, then we're the show for you.
Then we're for you.
Yeah. If you like polished, if you like well-researched, if you like organized, if you like people who put out episodes on time.
Go to Zach Baggins.
Dude, we need to work harder at getting blocked.
We need to make more of a social stand.
We're not doing it.
Against him.
We're not doing a good enough job.
Get blocked. It is one of our goals.
Yeah. Can you guys help us? Send us ideas of how we can get blocked by Zach Baggins.
I still kind of want to figure out how to get on their show. I want to know if there's something we can do. I don't know. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Because if they were going to look into us at all, they would probably be like, nah, man, they're going to clown us the entire time.
Well, and I feel like you and Zach would probably end up in a fist fight.
Probably.
By the end of the night.
We probably would. Probably.
And then I would be crying in the corner. Don't fight, guys.
I'd be telling him to pick his little bedazzled pieces off of the ground for his shirt. You know, that's right, Baggins. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, if he listens at all, he's going to block us. So, I mean, he's probably not listening, but if he did, he would block us.
No, I'm not a fighter anyway.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, today, my man, we're going to kind of have a kind of open discussion about ghosts.
It's a ghost.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about ghosts.
We still need to make that shirt.
I still think, yeah, we do. There's a couple that I think we've talked about that we haven't taken the time and effort to actually make it a thing.
I think the ghost one I can just make because we just use our ghosts saying that.
Yeah.
Because they look like us.
That's a good idea.
Right? I was hoping that we could come up with like a Scooby-Doo version of ourselves on the shirt, like Scooby-Doo-ish.
So you'd be Velma?
Of course.
And then I could be Shaggy?
Of course. Yeah, or I would be Scooby.
Yeah, I see Velma. It's okay.
If anybody wants to draw us looking like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I look like.
Just look at the ghost. Just draw somebody that looks like the ghost.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that looks like you.
Yeah.
It really does.
I don't post my picture often online.
Yeah.
It's pretty, dude, pretty not often.
That one professional picture you have of yourself with your hands.
Oh, you love that shit, right? That's
fucking amazing.
With like the mushroom cut hairdo. Oh, wait, no. The one at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the year before that, I blacked out one of my teeth and like, I always do something. You know?
I love it.
I think this year I was planning on doing like a monocle or something.
You should. Yeah. Okay. So ghosts have been around for like 5 years,
five, 6 years,
seven,
not long. I mean, I think it's under a decade easy.
Yeah. And that's the end of the episode.
And there you go. It all started with Casper.
Yeah.
No.
Casper. Well, that was in the '50s, right? I feel like.
Casper, I think it was in the '50s.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. No, ghosts have been around for, gosh, probably as long as people have been around.
Since written word.
Yeah. And definitely the idea of spirits in general has been, you know, when you look at like native religions and native cultures, right, they talk about the soul and the spirit and the birth of those things. And so that idea is not new at all. It's very old. And so I think that people also want to believe in ghosts because they want to believe that there's so much more than just this existence.
Like, I totally agree.
I think the idea of death is scary to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So the idea of ghosts and spirits kind of give people some comfort.
Some hope that, you know, life carries on, that maybe I have an opportunity to become, you know, maybe reincarnated. Like, you know, it opens up a big realm of possibility.
Yeah. If you were reincarnated, what would you be?
Oh, God. I would be God? Wait, no. I keep coming to food. I'm like a peanut butter sandwich.
I'd be a pizza. Fried chicken.
A bag of biscuit dough.
I was going to say something mean, but
yeah, you were, you fucker. I know. I get it. I gained quarantine weight, okay?
I was going to say, you're already that.
I know. That's why I said that's why I'd be a bag of biscuit dough. Like a shaped like a
Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, I'm like a beanbag chair.
So Alex is going for inanimate
dysmorphia,
non-sentient things. I would want to come back as.
If I was going to come back as something, I'd probably come back as an animal. I think that would probably be the coolest. Probably a fish. I think a fish would be rad. Although, you know, they probably don't know it, how rad it is.
Right. Because they're kind of,
because they're fish. They're not the brightest. You know, some are, but you know,
they don't get stressed out.
Maybe a dolphin.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. And they live a long time, right?
They do. And no one catches them.
Yeah.
You never hear about it. You know, oh, I caught a dolphin.
Right. Because they're smart.
Yeah.
They're smart as fuck.
Buy a hook, right? I guess in a net they get caught. But
this is a weird tangent. So
anyway, dolphins.
Let's go back to ghosts.
dolphin ghosts.
So I think the general idea of a ghost from history is the idea that it's a soul or a spirit of something or somebody who's dead,
mm-hmm.
That can appear to be somewhat alive.
Right. Well, I think that's the thing. There's a bunch of different kinds. You know?
They are at least somewhat aware. Some of them are at least somewhat aware of what's going on. And I guess like for a long time, people have been fascinated with trying to contact the dead or the spirits of the dead through seances, through psychics.
Have you ever seen all the photos of the what is it called, the ectoplasm pictures during seances?
Oh no.
Can you look that up real quick? Yeah. The ectoplasm and during seances, it's intense. It's like comes out of people's noses, out of their mouths. You seeing it?
Oh shit, we're gonna have to share this on Instagram. Fuck. Is that, what is that? That's like, it looks like her panties are coming out of her mouth. So some of this looks like smoke.
Yeah. Some of it looks like smoke. Some of it, maybe like cotton.
Yeah.
You know,
or panties.
But they used to have these seances where they would conjure up, you know, a spirit. And occasionally these things apparently would come out of their orifices.
That's really gross.
It's a weird idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I'm going down this weird rabbit hole of looking at all these pictures. These pictures are fucking cool, and I'm going to put them on Instagram because and Facebook because I think people want to see this shit. This chick looks like she has silly string all over her face. All right, so seances, the idea is really that people again, want to believe that there's something else beyond the world, beyond this world that we live in, and that there's a way to contact these people.
Well, and they also, I think, want that, like, they want to have something said to people they loved in their past.
Or closure.
Or closure. Why did you go? Why did this happen?
Or you still owe me 20 bucks, you bitch.
Yeah, where's my money, sucker?
What's bitch the... better have my money.
What's the code to the security box? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I've never been a part of a seance, so I don't know. I've seen a lot in movies.
Yeah. So the idea of afterlives is even before even before the first written language.
Right.
Lots of people in ancient times had their own funeral rites and their own ways of dealing with evil spirits and helping to rest the spirits of the dead. So all of that has been happening for millennia.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of it stemmed from a pagan ritual too, mm-hmm. back in mm-hmm. the day.
Even before that, what does scientists think, Alex?
Well, basically what scientists think, Eric, is that there's no proof that ghosts actually exist.
What do you think?
I've yet to see. I mean, okay. The thing about it now, the hard part about it is that things can be so altered in so many different ways that I can't really trust anything. So what it's going to take for me to actually believe in ghosts is to actually see something.
Yeah, I think it's definitely easy to doctor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were doing it. Yeah, I've seen doctored photos from back then. There's this one, you should look up this picture and maybe put it in there. I've seen this picture of, maybe it was from the 40s, 50s, of this family in a kitchen. And then you just see this body, this dark shadow hanging from the ceiling, like coming upside down from the ceiling. And things like that, maybe it could be a failure in the film or something like that. But at the same time, that's kind of a genuinely scary looking photo.
Fucking holy shit. Yeah, that's it. So creepy.
So yeah. I mean, I think I want to be able to believe in ghosts, because I would love to think that there was an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
But not yet. I mean, I need to be able to see it first. You know me.
Yeah, the proof, as they say, is in the pudding. I don't know why they say that, but that's what they say.
So there, like I said, there's never been any scientific evidence, okay, of anything or any, you know, like any place being inhabited or haunted by spirits. But apparently, historically, there's been a lot of psychoactive plants, ayahuasca and, a lot of other different things, datura. A lot of it has been like associated with, you know, one of my favorite words, necromancy or necromancers, and, you know, their ability to conjure up the spirits and the power of the spirits to be able to communicate, and more so, I guess.
So it's likely, according to science, that people be tripping, or they have dementia or Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
or
lots of ors.
Anyway, there could be a lot of explanations basically for it, rather than actually admitting that there could be spirits beyond the world, beyond this world. Now, my own experiences with people dying and with things like that have led me to think that maybe there is more to it than what we know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, again, no proof.
Right.
So it's all my experience. It's all like anecdotal. It's not really like,
I mean, well, how do you document an experience like that anyway? You know, it's kind of impossible.
On a podcast,
to do.
Duh.
Yeah, okay.
It's already documented.
Done.
It's on great. If you go listen to episode 3, I think. Maybe it's 2. I don't remember.
Yeah.
The general story here that we're talking about is that this has been going on for a fucking long ass time.
Yeah.
And scientists still don't believe it. They're like Alex. They're skeptical.
Yeah.
I do believe that there are something. There is something happening. There are is be something.
There are is be.
There is are bees. All right. So the different types of ghosts that have been known, and I'm sure there's more because we've just basically scratched the surface, did a half-assed job of research. So if you want to know more, just look it up.
Thing called Google.
Yeah. Let me Google that for you. So one of the most common is a ghost that is usually the apparition of somebody who's dead, obviously. Typically it would be somebody that you know, or somebody that you're related to, or even maybe like Abraham fucking Lincoln, some dude from the past. But they, you can see them, they can talk sometimes or make noise. They can even touch you.
Testicles.
We've talked about this on the show too. Like sometimes you'll smell perfume or cigar smoke or like something that will
ghost farts,
ghost sharts, even I would venture to say. You know, the idea is that this is a spirit of somebody, and it actually is like the same personality. So if it was Alex, it would just be like a giant asshole running around causing problems, pissing people off and laughing about it. Right?
No, that's not me. I'd be fixing everything. So apparently they can show themselves as being unfriendly.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, like if you have an asshole grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's still gonna be an asshole grandpa. Yeah, he's not gonna be like, I'm here to show you love and affection. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Alex.
He'd still be messing with me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I would be the asshole ghost. I probably would be. You're right.
For sure, you would be.
I would just mess with people. I think it'd be so much fun. One, I would never wear clothes because I'm a ghost. Who cares? Why are all these ghosts clothed? I'm like, be naked. You're finally dead. You don't have to get dressed anymore. You know, let those balls and boobs fly. Let them be free.
I'm dying. I'm just picturing a naked ghost running around.
Teabagging people, you know. Boob slapping people.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. We have really, I mean, this is definitely the most sexual season. I know it's only the second season, but it is... definitely the most sexual season so far.
Right. How many of you guys are subscribe to our OnlyFans? We're sorry we haven't been putting out content. Like we said, it's been busy.
Yeah, it's been very busy. We've been busy recording all the ghost foot porn.
Ghost foot porn? You know there's a corner in each for that, man. You know that's a niche for that.
I feel like we're doing the wrong shit. Like we should be doing that because we'd probably make $1 million doing that.
Oh, are we still talking about that? So there are other kinds of ghosts as well. I mean, some, like I was saying before, the ectoplasm. It's also known as an ecto, you know, it looks like it's swirling, like it's smoke almost. It's usually kind of like vapor. I think that's going to be really hard to tell if it's around nowadays because kids vape. Apparently there's lots of videos, which we should probably look up, of ectoplasm happening, and in photographs, which we just talked about and looked at in a few ways. And apparently some of them can actually turn into full body apparitions, almost like the seance or whatever was able to pull the spirit out of the person's body, using their own energy and then being able to form into a full body apparition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I think of ectoplasm, I always go back to my childhood.
Ghostbusters.
And I think about...
He slimed me.
Slimer. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That was my first introduction to, I think, that. And a certain movie called Poltergeist.
Yes. Carol Ann. Let's talk about Poltergeist. Poltergeist are bad BAMFs. They are scary as fuck. They will literally fuck with you. But the word actually means noisy ghost because they can move things, knock things over. They can hit you. They can turn on the lights, turn off the lights, open the drawers, close the drawers. What was that video we watched on Patreon that one time? Where like it was in the kitchen and like all this stupid shit was happening.
Oh yeah. It was like clearly all on strings or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Like the, microwave door popped open and cupboards flew open and it was all just so convenient the way they were doing it. And yeah,
it was obviously staged. So a lot of people have heard that, but poltergeists are actually pretty rare. Not very many people have experienced that, but they, like I said, they are scary. They will make all kinds of fucking noise. They'll start fires. They'll turn your water on for some reason.
Ooh, they're like, fuck your water bill.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I'm going to water your lawn way more at peak hours.
And your gas bill, too, because I'm turning it on hot as it can be. But allegedly, it's like this insane energy, this really angry, malevolent energy that wants to basically get you out of their space.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of my house.
It's my house. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of a situation.
Also, the whole premise of Poltergeist, going back to that, is fucking, like, not hilarious, but, like, totally crazy. The idea of building all these houses on ancient Indian burial grounds. Like, that was such an 80s, like, fear.
It happens, though.
It does happen.
I mean, how many times did it happen here in New Mexico?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure, like, well, most of this. Let's talk about your favorite.
Yes, please. Okay. Orbs.
Orbs.
Orbs. Okay, so what are orbs? Orbs are basically usually always found in photography. If it's not in photography, it's in videography. Okay, and what it is you'll see this little floating little creature kind of flying this way and that, maybe mm-hmm. in the weird little directions and whatnot. And, people will think that's a ghost, or at least maybe not a ghost, but a spirit
or some sort of supernatural.
Right. The weird thing is, usually don't see it with the naked eye. Right. So you need the help of photography. You need the help of photography. And so what many people think is a ghost or a spirit is bullshit, honestly, because it's basically all it is. It's either lens flares, or it's the reflection of dust or bugs off of reflection of the flash on dust or bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what orbs are.
I don't believe in orbs. I think orbs are bullshit too, which is a new feeling for me to be skeptical about it. But it's just,
listen to this guy. He's like turned a corner.
It's just so stupid.
I'm rubbing off on him.
It's so dumb.
Well, okay. I when I was first started watching ghost hunting shows, right? I'm not going to call anyone out. No, originally Ghost Hunters was the show that I started watching. And I actually really enjoyed that show because they kind of took it from more of what I thought was a skeptic point of view. You know, they try to disprove something before they just say it's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was a previous, like, YouTube videos and things like that. They'd be like, ooh, the red circle with a giant arrow pointing at an orb and being like real 100% proof that there's ghosts. But I mean, when I'd never seen orbs before, I kind of was like, oh, maybe that is something about it. And then when I heard the science behind it and did the minuscule amount of research,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. No, I don't think that they are anything spirit related, even though I do believe that there are spirits. I do believe that there is something else happening. I don't think orbs fall into that realm. I feel like those are just, like you said, dust on the camera, yeah. Reflections of things,
lens flares.
I mean, that's stuff that you see all the time anyway. It's easy to try to derive meaning from things that you may not be educated on.
And that's one of our favorite ghost hunting shows has built a career off of that.
Yeah. And we're just salty about it. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Fucking Baggins. Douchebag.
The only cool Baggins is Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins. okay. Funnel ghosts. So this is an interesting thing, and I've never heard of this.
What'd you call it?
A funnel ghost or a vortex. Okay. The vortex, like the not lesbians from the hotel.
Wait, what?
Remember they were like, we...
The not lesbians?
Yeah, the two ladies that told the story from the hotel in Cimarron. And they were like, we aren't lesbians. So they talked about a vortex that they found. It's usually associated with a cold spot somewhere. And I guess it does take on the shape of a funnel, like a swirling funnel. And a lot of people believe that it is a loved one coming to say hello, or somebody who lived in that place is coming back from the spirit world into our world. Sometimes it'll appear as like a little flash or wisp of light or a swirling spiral. And sometimes you can see them on video or photo.
So from what I'm seeing from those photos, it kind of looks like a long exposure with a bug flying by, But now I could be wrong. I can see how they think it looks like a spiral. But have you ever seen those rods?
What if you see it like in real life?
Well, if I saw it in real life, then yeah, absolutely. But once again, it sounds like it's only kind of seen in photography.
Well, no, because those two ladies in that story from the hotel in Cimarron, they saw it. They saw a vortex.
In the hallway, right? Damn it, why didn't they get photo proof or video proof for that?
No, but then you would have been like, that video is doctored.
Right. Well, I probably would have. That's the thing. You got to trust your sources, man. Yeah. And I don't know those people.
All right. Well, let's go into some more of the history, and then let's do some ghost stories. I got a couple.
Yeah.
So some of the earliest photos of ghosts were published in 1936 in Country Life magazine.
in Country Life.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That was the only life they had in the 30s.
It was country.
Unless you lived in New York.
City Life magazine was not very popular.
Yeah, it was only popular in the tri-state area. people started to come out of the woodwork as ghost hunters, professional ghost hunters in the 20s and 30s. And then you had more and more people like claiming to be able to communicate with the dead. And that probably went back even as far as the 1800s, 1700s. I mean, that's always been a thing that has been happening forever. Oh, Casper the Friendly Ghost was in the 30s. Lots of ghosts in popular films, including the film Ghost, featuring Whoopi Goldberg,
Whoopi,
Patrick Swayze, and Demi Moore, who is a New Mexican from Roswell.
Is she really?
She is.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was born in Roswell. She lived in Roswell. My favorite part of Ghost is Whoopi Goldberg. You in danger, girl.
You know, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. I only remember I remember the weird subway scene with the ghost that was angry in the subway. That was cool. Wait, was that from Ghost? Yeah, it was, where he was teaching somebody how to flick the can or something like that. Yes. Right? And that had to have been from Ghost.
You don't remember the pottery?
Oh, of course. I mean, but I almost remember that more from Naked Gun more than I did.
Dude, Naked Gun is good.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
You know, there was a ton of movies in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and now. I mean, one of my favorite, you know, like The Conjuring and things like that with Ed and Lorraine Warren. I think they came out in that era. And I know a lot of people had a really hard time with them believing that they were legit.
I still do.
I kind of have the same feeling that, you know, maybe they weren't as legit as I'd like for them to be.
But the stories are good. I like the stories of their ghost hunts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it was, you know, Annabelle and all that crazy stuff, which I really wish they would have left it as a Raggedy Ann doll rather than a whatever the hell it was in the movies.
Have you heard the stories about people encountering that doll in the museum? And then, like, if they're disrespectful, they have, like, some horrible tragedy.
Oh, that's Robert. Isn't that Robert?
No, there's Annabelle, too, is one of them.
Like, Robert the doll, if you have to ask permission to take its photo or to do anything like that, and if not, then the doll apparently fucks up your day or something.
There's also stories of Annabelle's doll doing the same thing, like not just fucking up your day, like.
So I mean, haunted objects.
You will die.
I mean, is a spirit, is a ghost able to actually inhabit a doll? And why would you want to?
Well, and why would you even want those fucking dolls in your house? Anyway, like, dolls in general creep me the fuck out. This is from Hoodlums Never Die on Reddit. There is something in the New Mexico desert. I'm making this post to warn you, or to educate you. I haven't decided yet. But you need to understand something. I don't know what I saw, but I do know that I never want to see it again. And I'm warning you, don't go out looking for it. Please. I live and attend college in a small mountain town in Colorado, but often go home to see family as most of them live in Texas, and I'm rather attached to visiting my cat. Now, in order to get home, I have to make the most of my drive through New Mexico, specifically through Santa Fe, and about 160 miles through charmingly bare New Mexican desert, which, if you aren't familiar with it, don't try to get acquainted with it, or if you're planning to head out there, I hope this story will change your mind. On this particular drive, I had three other people with me, my younger sister, Andrea, and two friends from school, Jess and Katie. It was our spring break, and instead of buying stupidly priced plane tickets, we decided to pile into my little Mercury Mariner and book it back to Texas. Unfortunately, we left the valley a little later than intended due to someone, it was me, forgetting their wallet. So by the time we hit the stretch of desert, it was close to 1 a.m. It had been raining since before we headed through Santa Fe, not super heavy, but heavy enough. It was 65 degrees, and I remember that quite clearly because I'd been in negatives for quite a while due to where I go to school. So I was pleased to see something over 5 degrees. For this next part of the story, I need you to understand something. I hadn't been driving that long. I was awake. I did not hallucinate this, and I'm damn sure I wasn't the only one who saw it. Please believe me. We passed a white Prius. As he was driving away, I looked in my rear view and saw something crossing the road, caught in the red glow of taillights. It was walking with a horrible limp and dragging itself across on two legs. The motions were unnatural.
I'm sorry, I was just picturing, I was like, that's probably someone that got hit by a car. It's like, help.
The motions were unnatural, jerky even. I slammed on my brakes thinking someone had driven off the road and was struck or injured. I slid to a stop about 20 feet away from it. The Prius stopped as well, seeing the person in the road. I opened my door, stuck my head out in the rain to get a better view. It wasn't human. It stopped, its figure illuminated by the taillights of both our cars. It had to have been at least 7 feet tall, possibly 8. The skin was stretched like a too small shirt, cracking, hanging off its frame in long bloody ribbons. The jaw was almost totally unhinged from its face, the cheekbones gaunt and disgusting, the skin on the scalp was thin and spots of bloody white stuck out. And the smell. Jesus, I never smelled anything like it. As soon as I opened the door, it hit me. Rotting flesh, meat that had been left out for months, rotten milk, the kind of stuff nightmares are made of. The Prius took off, squealing its tires into the night, but I stayed. Fight or flight hadn't kicked in yet for me. This thing couldn't have been more than 20 feet away. It slowly turned its head, each vertebra in its neck individually cracking like a fucking bubble wrap. We made eye contact, but it had no eyes. Only darkness. I slammed my car door shut and sped off. At this point, my friends had all woken and seen it. Katie was in the back and hysterical. Jess went silent, her mouth set into a grim white line. My sister Andrea just sat with a look of horror, tears silently streaming down her face. My friend kept screaming, "What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?" I didn't know what to tell her. I just kept driving, my hands gripping the wheel as we broke 80. Then something happened that I still to this day cannot explain. The temperature had dropped during the whole event. It was 30 degrees out. It had been 65 degrees no more than 5 minutes before. And then it began to snow. Hard, heavy, wet snow. We ended up pulling over at a gas station in Klein's Corner, and nobody moved. Andrea was crying, Jess was praying, Kate was cursing, and I was shaking violently. "What the fuck just happened?" Kate said, all color drained from her face. I looked at her, my face tight with fear. "I don't know. I don't want to know, but we need to leave." I slowly put the car into drive and continued our trip. The rest of the drive was unmemorable. Everything was fine. We reached Texas by 6 a.m. Nothing else happened. I don't know what could have been done. I don't know what it could have been. The closest I could come to was a skinwalker. Or a shapeshifter. I don't know. Not a ghost story, but a fucking creepy ass story.
I mean, it could have been a ghost story.
Could have been a ghost. We don't know. I think it was a skinwalker.
Yeah.
It sounds like a skinwalker.
The weather thing, I mean, that's just New Mexico, man.
That is New Mexico.
Especially Klein's Corner area. I've had to stop at that place before.
You know? Because of the snow.
Because of hail, actually.
Yeah. It gets cold there really fast.
It does.
Yeah.
So, Eric, I have a story from you from Reddit as well, from Bird and Bear. Cool. Pretty sure it was 285, Highway 285, I believe is what they're talking about, but it's been a few years. We took a trip in 2017. First family vacation in 10 years. We started with Carlsbad and then spent a night in Roswell before heading north to the little cabin we have reserved in Colorado. We're from Texas. For most part, everything around here is flatty flat, flat blah.
That's very true about Texas.
We wanted mountains. And I was dead set on taking the scenic route. Fuck the interstate. I do the driving, and I love the beauty of the back roads. I'd never been through that part of the state before, and the drive through northeast New Mexico was unexpectedly beautiful. Tall, steep red hills on either side covered with wildflowers and sage. Windows down, it smelled amazing.
Mm-hmm. New Mexico does smell amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure where we were. I don't remember the names of any other little towns, and at some point we passed signs letting us know that we were on reservation land, and I hoped it was okay to pass through.
Yeah, they're not from here.
We couldn't see that lowering sun, but it made everything around us glow. It was magical. And God, man, I feel like I know the kind of areas he's talking about, that golden hour of sunset, where it's just, you know, you people know, you know, you know. Shortly after the reservation, it started to get dark, and the purple hills started to roll back down, and we entered a long, long stretch of mostly flat road. Just the occasional gentle hill, fields and interspersed with embankments on either side. This is where it got weird. We'd been the only car on the road for hours, just the rare truck passing in the opposite direction. Lights were on by now, and I was watching carefully for wildlife near the road. I checked my mirrors out of habit and noticed a single headlight a mile or so behind us. Motorcycle, obviously. I watched it follow us for a long time. It never varied its distance, which I thought was weird and kind of creepy. I was sticking to the speed limit, mostly because I didn't want to kill a critter. Successfully avoided a half dozen doing that. But in that place, I could have gone much faster. A lot of drivers would have passed me in frustration. But this mysterious motorcyclist stayed with us, sometimes dipping behind a hill, but always keeping our exact pace. After a while, I realized the light seemed a little high for a motorcycle. Maybe a truck with one light out? Eventually, I started to get nervous. Everyone was asleep, but I needed to pee. And I hadn't seen a sign for a small town in many miles, and I was going to have to go on the side of the road. Thank God it was dark. But there's Sam Squanch meat lurkers out there. Be careful.
They will watch your dick.
So I pulled over, and I waited for the other vehicle to pass. It didn't. I got out of the car and waited some more, listening. And there was no engine sound, no insects, nothing but the wind. Dude should have definitely passed by now. And there must have turned off somewhere, one of those roads I didn't see. Screw it. I had to go. I grabbed some toilet paper and squatted behind the car, hoping it would shield me from anyone that drove by. I'm pissing as fast as I can, and that's not fast enough. Somehow, someone could see me, and I knew it. In the dark, hiding behind the car with no sign of life anywhere, I felt watched. I finished as quickly as possible, and I locked the doors when I got in. My family woke up and decided to take advantage of the stop, too, much to my dismay. I didn't want to explain why I kept telling them to hurry, but I chivied them right along, watching the empty highway behind us. A mile down the road, the light reappeared, and it followed us exactly in the same manner, always the same distance behind us, before vanishing suddenly a few miles from the Colorado border. So that's my anticlimactic haunted highway story.
I was waiting for that to go somewhere, and it didn't go anywhere.
And it really didn't go anywhere, other than there was a light that followed them. I've actually heard of this before, these ghost lights.
Yeah, ghost lights and also ghost people on highways in New Mexico. It's pretty common. Well, that was our ghost episode. We have a couple of things to say before we wrap up today. And first of all, I want to say thank you, Alex, for being here, coming to the OG studio so that we can record this before I head on the road for my first work trip in a long time.
The next episode might be via StreamYard or, you know, not face-to-face.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the road for a couple weeks. So we do want to say thank you to Danny Says 13. Danny left us a 5-star review. The title is, Where Have Y'all Been My Whole Life?
Right here.
We've been right here, Danny.
Right here,
Where
Danny.
Have you been our whole lives? That's the real question.
That's the real question.
Because we've been here. We've been hanging out.
Yeah.
We've been creating this shit show.
Yeah.
And you didn't know we were here. Yeah. So, welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Welcome to the cult. Your Crocs and your romper are waiting for you.
I forgot about Crocs and rompers.
They're on the way. There's a FedEx delay, of course, so, you know, it'll be there soon.
Yeah. Checks in the mail.
It says, most excellent podcast on the paranormal. La Llorona still scares the poop out of me.
It does Eric too, Danny. It's okay.
I just shit myself again.
He just thought about it. And Now, there you go.
There you go.
Great.
Great. Oh, speaking of great, check out Great, A Laugh at Life. It's a podcast. It's kind of a podcast. It's kind of a shit show like this, but there's no ghosts in it.
No, there's no ghosts.
It's just us talking shit about life, and we think we're funny. Our moms tell us we're funny.
Yeah.
Nobody else thinks we're funny.
Your mom tells you you're funny?
No.
No, my mom doesn't
either. My mom rolls her eyes at me.
I was like, you're so lucky. I don't get that.
No, sometimes my mom does say I'm funny. But that's a good show. It's a fun show. It's happening right now. And yeah, so follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Patreon. Buy us a coffee. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you.
Wait. Can I say something real quick?
You can.
Guys, tell me your ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
Slide in my DMs.
Yeah.
In Eric's DMs. Yeah. In Dos Pequeños DMs. And tell us your stories, mm-hmm. please. I want to know. And if you guys regularly, like, you know, have experiences with ghosts, I don't know. I might just come out and visit you to see it. Because I need to see it. I need to see it. I don't give a shit if Eric comes or not. This is for me at this point.
No, send us your ghost erotic tales.
Yeah, your ghost erotic tales. What do you know about incubus and succubus? If you experienced that, I want to know about your ghost sex.
If you've hung out with the hag or the hat man, we want to know about
Tell
that.
Me. Yeah. If you've had experiences with aliens.
Skinwalkers.
If you've been abducted by aliens, if they've touched you inappropriately, I need to know.
Show us on the doll where the alien touched you. And yeah, so hang out with us. Tell us your stories. Let's get another Tiny Terror out. Although if you have emailed us, we probably haven't checked it. So sorry about that. We'll check it soon. I haven't either. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. And
stay spooky.
Peace.
Love you. Thank you.